Welcome to the sermons and teachings from the Catalyst Fellowship with Ipaye Michael. We hope the message you're about to listen to will edify you and cause you to experience exponential growth. And now, the message.
But what we want to do today is something that will help so much. This is the most important teaching when it comes to special meeting. What to do after a special meeting. What to do with what you've received. Because it would not matter all the encounters you had if you don't learn what I'm about to teach you. And so this is very, very, very important. Amen. Open your Bibles with me, everybody. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. I want to start with an analogy very quickly. Imagine Shade runs into the like she did now. Imagine Shade runs into the church one day. We're having service. We're like, why are you running? She's like, guys, you won't believe it. And she says, a big truck carrying a lot of cars, like that one, those ones that, you know, go into the US over the Ambassador Bridge. And she says, a big truck hits me and crushed me. And she's looking the way she's looking now. What would you say? First of all, what about your clothes? How are you able to walk? How are you alive? And that analogy brings me to explain to you that if you say your life was changed at the Christ Life Camp, you should look like it. Did you hear what I said? You should look like it. You have to look like a truck really hits you. If a truck really hits you. If your life was changed at Christ Life Camp, well, you must live like it. You must act like it. You must talk like it. It must influence your prayer life. It must influence your consistency in church. It must influence how hungry you are for the things of the Spirit. Amen. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, the Bible says, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and what? Make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded. And lo and behold, I am with you even to what? The end of the age. This is what we call the Great Commission. Amen. And this is a foundational text we must pay attention to. It has other synopses in Mark chapter 16 verse 15 to 20, Luke chapter 24 verse 24 to 27, and verse 44 to 49. And when we look at it, Jesus was passing across two common themes in all of these texts. And what we see is discipleship and training. He says, go therefore and make what? Disciples. That is, raise men. He says, teach them to observe. Do you see that? Teaching and what? And discipleship. He says, go there to teach all nations. The Greek word teach all nations is the word matheteuo. M-A-T-H-E-T-E-O-U. T-E-U-O rather. It means to make disciples. So the instruction of Jesus to the apostles is that they should go into the world and make students of men. Did you hear what I said? Make disciples. Make students. Make learners. That's who a disciple is. A disciple is what? A student. A learner. You can't say you are being discipled and you don't have the attitude of a learner or you don't have the attitude of a student. It means to progressively help someone learn the word of God. To progressively help someone become mature. Are you listening to me? And a disciple is someone willing to be trained, willing to be discipled, willing to be to allow a trainer to develop in them the truths of the scripture. Please, are you listening to me? Helping a believer learn. In Mark's account, it says, preach the gospel to every nation. So before someone becomes a true disciple or a true learner, number one, he must be taught from scratch. Number two, he must be taught everything. Do you understand that? So are you a student of the word? Truly, I want to ask. Are you a learner? Are you a student? Are you obedient to the instruction? Because the teaching of the word of God is both an explanation and an instruction. Please, are you listening to me? Meaning that the word of God will be explained to you. The word of God will be taught to you. But you would also be instructed on what to do. A learner doesn't just receive an explanation. He receives an instruction. Do it this way. This is why you should do it. But this is what you should do. This is what prayer is. Make sure you pray today. You see, it is both an explanation and an instruction. So you have to be a student of the word. Christianity is a taught faith. And the disposition of the believers is to be students. What did I say? Say, I will be a student of the word. Say, I'll be a learner. Say, I'll be a right disciple. Please, are you following? Let me give an analogy. Have you had to assemble any piece of furniture before? If you miss one step, you can reach the end and start again. Please, are you following me? You can do what? Reach the end and what? Why? Because there's a manual. Now, bring the same mindset when it comes to learning from the word of God. Well, we think we know everything, but we must learn everything. What did I say? We think we know everything, but what? We must learn everything. God has a standard for everything. And so if you would be a good disciple, you must be ready to take the position of a humble learner to learn everything and to learn from scratch. Are you listening to me? You are in a school of the Spirit. Jesus said to go into all the world, teach all the nations. It wasn't a one-time thing. You don't call someone a student just because you taught them one thing. No. You call them students because there is a place of learning. There's consistency in the learning. Amen. They are open to learning from you. Please, are you following me? That's why you would call someone a student. It's not a one-time thing. It is a consistent indoctrination, a consistent training at a place. Why you were a student in school? Because every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you went to school in a particular location at a particular time. That's why you were a student. So if you say you're a student of the word of God, well, you must be learning. And it must be consistent. Please, are you following? It must be consistent. You must assume the posture of an ever-learning believer. Can I tell you something? You will never come to a point in your walk with God that you will not need to be learning. Did you hear what I said? You would never reach a stage in your life where you stop learning in God. You are forever a student of the Spirit. Did you hear that? You are forever what? A student of the Spirit. Of the Spirit. So you see that teaching, that discipleship. It says teaching them to observe. The Greek word teaching there is the word didasko. D-I-D-A-S-K-O. Didasko. And it means to indoctrinate. What does indoctrinate mean? Number one, to impart instruction. Number two, to instill doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine is a set of belief that we hold on to. So when you come in God, you are not trying to bring the things you used to know. Hey, amen? You are becoming who you should be in Christ. And that must be taught. That's why you must be a student. That's why you see, I teach how to. Have you noticed? There have been a lot of teachings on how to prepare for a spiritual meeting. How to prepare for a new year. How to do this. Now we're saying how or what to do at least after a spiritual meeting. Please, are you following me? So you grow by instruction. What did I say? You grow by instruction. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Are you there? All right, the Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, go into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely have you received. Freely what? Give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, nor neither shoe, nor yet sleeves, for the workman is worthy of his what? What is Jesus doing here? He is giving them instructions on how to do the ministry that he has sent them out for. Are you learning something? He's clarifying. Don't go here, go here. Take this, don't take this. Because the ministry should provide for the minister. Are you seeing what I'm saying? He's instructing. So, this is already even telling you how ministry should be done. Even though that's not my focus today. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So, he says, do this. He says, a workman is worthy of his meat. So, the work there is not Tim Hortons or McDonald's or customer service call. The work there is ministry. So, the way you pay a person wage in MCD, pick it is, like you call it, it's the same way you pay a person. So, don't mind Twitter theologians. I'll tell you, where's it? It says the workman worthy of his meat. And it's not the only place that's it. Please, are you listening to me? It says, and when you come into a house, salute it. If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart, shake off the dust of your feet. So he taught them everything. He didn't leave it to chance. I'm teaching you how to be a disciple here. And that's one of the series we're going to do next year. You know, discipleship. What it means. It says the kingdom is at hand. It says free. He's even teaching them how to dispense. Freely have you received. Freely what? Give. So he's also teaching them that the manifestations of the gift of the Spirit is a giving. Are you seeing this? And it's not one that you collect money for. He said you received it freely. You should what? Give it freely. He's instructing them. And this is just one example. But you see that the disciples were taught by Jesus and instructed in all that they should do. This means to be an effective Christian, you need to be taught everything. So I should not miss service. Because today I'm teaching one of the most important things for the sustenance of everything you've received in spiritual meeting. Please, are you listening to me? I'm emphasizing it a lot because you need to be taught how to walk in all you have received from camp meeting. This is the only way you can learn to sustain what you've received. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, the Bible says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Who is speaking? The Apostle Paul to who? Timothy. And I want to charge you today, Catalyst Church. You need to stir it up. If there is no need, he will not be telling Timothy to stir it up. Amen. It means that it can come to a point in your life where the gifts are not as though they are present. So what do? You take from within. You stir it up. It would not matter what you've received. You cannot stir it up. Amen. You would look like you were hit by a bicycle, even though you've been hit by a truck. You don't learn. Get it? With the analogy? Because there's a way you would look if you were hit by a truck. Well, if you don't stir it up, you would only have a scratch. I thought you had, you know, maybe you're walking on the road and the bus man decides to be, or, you know, I think it's the cab guys that really do the annoyance. And the cab guy decides to say, please don't break my door. Why are you opening it that way? Just start talking to me. They're so like, they're so like, how are you doing? Thought you had camp meeting last night. I said they taught you that you're a new man. This, your conversation is not... it's not new manish. Amen? It's not looking like. Amen. Because many of us after camp meeting, we might just go and relax. Because you have a sense, I've stretched 3 hours. Any devil come close. You know not pray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today now is what? Thursday. Drunk a river. Don't now do what you need to do. Well, devil is there with. Okay. You know that it was when Jesus was on a high, when he was fasting, the devil came to tempt him. You think he will leave you because you're high? Just be there. Please, are you listening to me? Don't overcompensate where you think that, I've received it all. No. He says, stir up the gifts which you've received. Stir it up. Fan to flames is what it means. Fan to flames what you've received. Because it won't matter if you cannot fan it to flames. It won't matter. You will look like somebody whose life has not been changed if you cannot fan it up. And that's the way to keep the fire burning. That's the way to walk in all that you've received. Please, are you listening to me? We all gave word of knowledge, interpreted tongues. You did all of those things. Let me ask you a question. When next are you going to prophesy? Have you prophesied since that day? Did you try to give your colleague at work a word of prophecy? Let this word enter your hearts. Let the Holy Ghost convince your hearts. Did you? Did you evangelize? With the fire? You say, fire, glory. Well, you received. Did you pray in tongues? Did you interpret tongues? Did you practice edification? Did you give a word of knowledge? Did you give a word of wisdom? Did you teach the word to somebody? Amen. Because all these things can become a constant in your life if you learn what I'm teaching you. The goal of CAMS is not that, God's plan for revival is not that you go up, then you come down. In another revival, fire! 2 weeks after, fire! You're like, what is that cove? Sinusoidal wave, is that what it's called? No! He wants you to go up. Boom! Remain up. Why? Because you can stare up. You can fan to flames all that you've received. Amen. It can be a constant in your life. I walk in the supernatural. That's my life. I'm naturally supernatural. Every day of my life is marked by the expressions of the supernatural. I don't forget when I wake up. Today is marked by the Spirit. I receive supernatural favor, supernatural direction. I know what to do, how to do it, who to do it with, when to do it. Amen. Let the supernatural mark your life. Don't forget. Don't let the cares of this world drown everything you've received. Now you're arguing with somebody on Rogers on the call. Say, sir, please. Something wrong with you, sir. Amen. Please, are you following me? Everything you felt at camp meeting can be your life daily. Hear what I said? Everything that you received can be your life what? Daily. Yes, it can be. Anytime you don't sustain what you've received, you'll be on the same level of growth. Those camp meetings are supposed to shift your gear so that you can remain at that new gear consistently. Not to be repairing where you should already have been. Please, are you following me? So what do you do with what you've received? Number one, recognition. What did I say? Recognize that you've received something regardless of how you feel today. I'm a walking, talking, living, breathing miracle. Amen. No matter how I feel, I'm a walking, talking, living, breathing miracle. I've got the Holy Ghost in me. I'm spiritual. Amen. Pneumaticos is the word. I'm spiritual. Born of the Spirit. I live by the Spirit. To be able to manifest the gifts of the Spirit. To impart my word by the Spirit. Amen. It's my life. That's my life. So believe it. Believe you receive something. Believe that your teaching graces have been sharpened. Believe that your expression in the supernatural has been sharpened. Don't live like it's not been. Hey, it's a plan of the devil to make you forget. I'll give you an example. There's a special meeting my wife attended a while ago. You know, in that meeting, nobody laid hands on her. The power of God hit her. Pow, pow, in different times in that meeting. Anybody that must have, if there was camera in one place, just to be at her. She felt the power of God strong. She received a lot. Before the end of the meeting, the devil started to put doubt in her heart. You sure you are not faking it? Okay, so now you think you've received. After that meeting, she could not pray for 1 week. She was always doubting herself. Was I pretending? The power of God hit me. Is my life changed? Or am I still the same? It's there. That's what the devil does. But we are not ignorant of his devices. Say, we are not ignorant of his devices. It happened. You get up, you don't feel like it. You say, has anything really changed? What the devil tries to do at that time is to keep you at the same level. Because he knows that what you've received, if you know and you sustain it, your life will change. But if he can keep you there, you'll not be doubting. You know, you can just be in your house, just laugh. Yeah, why are you laughing? This Allah? I cannot explain this place where you're laughing. Because the devil just whispered in your ear, you. Call you man of God now. Answer me. You? Think condemnation in your heart. You have to stand fast against it. And I've received something for my world. I'm a burning one. Amen. I'm a fervent one because I have the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm here to set something on the other people. I'm a catalyst of the move of God in my generation. I'm a catalyst of the move of God in my generation. I'm a catalyst of the move of God in my generation. That's who I am. I've received something. Graces have been sharpened. Graces have been multiplied. I have a different type of boldness. Every time I want to preach the word, I practice in my room and there's ease, supernatural ease. Every time I want to give a word of knowledge, there's supernatural ease. I edify people. When I go out to evangelize, I can see by the Spirit. Amen. I function here normally. My devotion might not look like it, but I caught fire at camp meeting. I cannot let it slide. So what do I do in the morning? I stir up all I've received. Are you listening to me? 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Is that you learning something? The best thing for you today, tomorrow, take time and pray so you don't forget all that you receive. Take time and remind your spirit. Take time and sharpen. Take time and stir up all that you've received. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Bible says, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When art thou departed from me today? Then thou shalt find 2 men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest out to seek are found, and lo, thy father had left the care of the asses and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? What is going on here? Saul was looking for a donkey. As they were looking for a donkey, Saul had the initiative to say, let's go and ask a prophet. He will tell us where the donkey. Let's continue reading. He says in verse 3, Then shalt thou go from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, where thou shalt meet three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you and give you two loaves of bread, and you shall receive of their hand. And that thou shalt come up to the hill of God, where the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that you shall meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them. And what? They shall what? And the Spirit of the Lord what? Come upon thee, and he will prophesy with them, and you shall be turned into another man. What is going on here? Saul went out. He went out casually to find a donkey. Come on home training and believing in the words of the prophet made Saul know, you know what? Let's seek a prophet. He got to the prophet. And rather than the prophet telling him where the donkey is, the prophet anointed him. Hey! So, he went to look for a donkey. He met what? An anointing. The Spirit now can come upon him while he's been anointed. Amen? He's been anointed. And now, the Bible tells us what's going to happen to him. It says the Spirit of the Lord will come upon him and he will become what? Another man. Maybe that is you from Christ Life Camp. You became another man the moment hands were laid on you. Something changed in your life. The Bible says, Arabano celebekai. It says in verse 7, and let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto you to offer burnt offerings and a sacrifice, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall tarry, till I come to you and show you what you shall do. And it was so that when he had turned back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when he came to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said to one another, what is this that the son of Kish... What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul now among the prophets? And one of them, and one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb. Is Saul among the prophets? And when he made an end to prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him and unto his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses, that is to seek the donkey. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And his uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said to you. And Saul said to his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdoms where Samuel spoke, he told him not. Ah! What is going on here? Saul, you met an encounter where your life was changed. The Spirit of the Lord came upon you. And the Bible says that he became another man. That is, his life was changed. It was obvious that trailer hit him. Analogy, right? He became another man. But you can understand. And I just pray that this is not what happens to anybody. This kind of great activity happened to him. But his uncle asked him, what did he say? He said, Samuel only told us where the donkey is. He did not let the reality of what had happened to him to sink in. He became another man. Something that had never happened. A son of Kish. Who are you? You are not part of the ones ordained to prophesy. Now you are ordained. And the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you and you prophesy like one of the prophets. Something that has never happened before. Something supernatural. But Samuel became worse than he was rather than being better. Something to change his life was upon him. But rather than his making him better, which it did make him better, because Saul could not receive it rightly. So rather than become better, he became worse. He could not even remember that his life had been changed. Please, are you listening to me? He could not remember. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, that was before that, the Bible says, and Saul answered and said, am I not a Benjamite of the smallest tribe of Israel, and my family the least of the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? This was his response to Samuel. So you could tell that even though Saul experienced something that was heavy in the spirit, he did not know how to treat it. Are you learning something? If you compare Saul to David, there's a huge difference. At a young age, David knew the Lord. He had experienced God, but not Saul. After Samuel after he met Samuel in the Bible told us two distinct things that happened to him. Number one, he prophesied for the first time in a supernatural meeting. Was that you in camp meeting? You had such a great experience. And can I tell you something? You are not the man that walked into that meeting. Like Saul, you became another man. Something functioned from within you and came upon you. And that's the experience, that's the testimony. The second thing that happened to Saul is that the Spirit of God came upon him. The third thing, he was given a new heart. He became another man. Please, are you listening to me? He became what? Another man. But if you read the rest of the story, it is sad to see that Saul had less regard for God until God rejected him. Rather than this thing that came upon him and turned him to another man to be treated right, to become something great, he did not know how to treat it. Until God rejected him. Please, are you listening to me? There was one time, Samuel said, wait for me. Saul took the sacrifice and he did it without Samuel. That's why the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. It's not a poem, it's in the Bible. Are you listening to me? He did not know how to treat it. You know what it meant? In the company of prophets, Saul prophesied. It had never happened to anybody. How did he treat it? That was the difference between the experience of David and the experience of Saul. Please, are you listening to me? The mistake of Saul was that he did not recognize what had happened to him. He never recounted his experience. Even when his uncle asked him what happened, he said, we found the donkey. He did not even say that something supernatural happened to me. I prophesied for the first time. But your case will be different. Say amen. You're going to say, I prophesy. When you pray, you say, I work miracles. I work miracles. I work with God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Three of them join. Say, I get back in. Please, are you listening to me? My life is changed. I can never be the same. I'm not the same man. You recount your experience. When you pray, you say, I'm a new man. Hands have been laid on me and I will never remain the same. There's fire on my altar. It does not quench. Lack of recognition can spoil it. It can be the reason why you don't see in your life the things you should. It's possible for you to have received clarity, prophetic leadership, instruction, but if you don't recognize the gifts of God, well, you might not see it in effect for long. You might not be able to sustain it. So the first point again is what? Recognition. Amen? So you say to yourself, I've received the teaching grace. I'm walking in it. I've received an activation of the gift of the Spirit. I walk in it. My eyes have been opened, so I see visions. I walk in the prophetic. Amen? I'm an evangelical believer. I'm a studious believer. I'm a prayerful believer. No more will I say time is taking, things are taking my time. No. Why are you not praying? School, work. That was your life yesterday before camp, but not today. What did I say? That was the life before, but not today. I plan my life better. Nothing will stand in the way of me and spiritual growth. Nothing will stand in the way of me and purpose. Nothing will stand in the way of me and all God has planned for me. Well, maybe before camp meeting, you were the man who was forced to do the thing. You struggled to pray, to study. But now, you must remind yourself, I have the Holy Ghost. He commands my passions. Nothing commands my desires like God. Nothing commands my passions like God. My life is changed. You sing that song, I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life is changed. Amen. This is how to renew your mind. This is how to build recognition. Philemon chapter 6, verse 1. It says, Philemon chapter 1, verse 6 rather. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ. The word communication there is the sharing of your faith. What he's saying there is that the expression of your faith, how you live out your faith, will be effective by the acknowledging of everything you've received in Christ. That is the moment you remind yourself, by the acknowledgement, by the consistent speaking, you know, praying, meditation of who you are. That's the way that your faith will become effective. Hallelujah. So number one, recognition. I've received something. I'm not the same person who was before camp. I've received something. Was my life going a type of way before? Oh my God, the course has been changed. The course has been changed. Amen. That meeting marked the end of a downward spiral. Things are looking upward. Things are looking upward. By the Spirit, say things are looking upward for me. In the name of Jesus. In my walk with God, things are looking upward. In my expression of the supernatural, things are looking upward. In my spiritual growth, things are looking upward. In my life, in the carnal, in the natural, things are looking upward. In the name of Jesus. Recognition. You can see a person whose life has been changed, but because you are acting like the man you used to be, the devil will take advantage. Recognition. Are you following? Number two, stay full of the Spirit. Stay what? Stay full of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. Let me know, babe, got pare, babe, bye. So de la de parade, kepele, rash, tadabile, teke potator, ya kapato. Number two is what? Stay full of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible says, whereof be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. He says, and be not drunk with wine wherein in excess. He says what? But be what? Be filled in the Spirit. He says, speaking to yourselves in what? In psalms, in hymns. So this is our normal. We speak to ourselves in what? In psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs. Let it be common. When you pray for the Catholic Church, wake up and call Shade. The Lord said to tell you this. That's our new normal. Amen. That's what? A new normal. That's who we are today. Don't forget all you've received. The goal is for you to remain there, not for you to wait for another camp meeting. So that no, God wants you. As far as revival goes, God wants you to remain on fire. Let those meetings take you to another stage, not try to build you up back to where you should have been. Amen. Say, speaking to yourselves in what? In psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, making melody to God in your heart. Amen. Giving thanks always. Romans 12:11. It says, not slothful in business. It says, fervent in spirit. Say, I'm not slothful in business. Say, I'm fervent in spirit. No drag. Nobody, let nobody be begging you. Let's come to church. Let's pray. No. Say, I'm fervent in spirit. When people see me, let them say, I want what you have. How did you get here? You say, it was Christ Life Campo. Since then, no, they near me too much. Amen. Fire, go just. Amen. Hallelujah. This is important. Let it be discernible that your life has changed. Amen. Let your eyes say, brother, are you okay? What's going on? She's praying. She's been praying all night. Hey, hey. Come and teach me. This speaking tongues thing. That's the result of camp. Please, are you listening to me? Let people see what you have and desire it. Let them know that, like I said, what's the analogy? If trailer jam you, it go dey obvious. You see what I'm saying? Let it be obvious that you received something. Amen. If you say, be conscious of it when you're walking, see somebody on the do you have something you want me to pray with you about? Even if they like, they should say no. You have done what the Lord told you to do. You are building confidence. Amen? Building confidence. You will be surprised that the next person you will stop, you will give him a message that will save his life from suicide. Are you listening to me? Did I know who I was praying for when I said save delivery that day? No. I just prayed. Are you listening to me? I just prayed as the Lord has instructed me. So, don't play with any inklings you get, any nod you get in the spirit. Don't joke. Amen. Be conscious. You have to have spirit consciousness now. Spirit says, not slothful in business. Fervent. To your church. Is the thing about my church. Come, you go pray, oh, but you will grow. Let them know us as that church. Amen. Let your life be changed that much. Not slothful, fervent. Hey, we want to set party. Ah, wait. You can set every other day. Thursday, Sunday. I'm not there. Say, what's your own now? Now you born Jesus. Are you getting it? Not slothful. It's fervent in spirit. There's something called fervent in spirit. Ah, let them descend. Hey, do you get what I'm saying? Are you not tired of people looking at you like baby Christ? Don't you want to jump into depth in God? Amen. Desire it. Lord, let me walk side by side your plan. Let me always be at the center of your plan for my life. Let me never be out of line. Amen. I have a purpose too. You've been telling me since 2012 that I have a voice for the nations. I've not seen it. Well, God, I'm ready for it. Do everything possible with my life. I'm consecrated. Hey, that's fervent in spirit. Are you listening to me? I'm sure we had desires for consistency in our walk with God. Well, it's time to take that step. The word, when it says, you know, be not be drunk with wine, but be filled, that word means be being filled. That is, remain filled. So it's not be not drunk with wine, but be filled. One time you say be filled. Now, remain filled. Be being filled. Does that make sense? Live your life consistently. You always filled with the spirit. Yeah, your own is too much. I say, you're always talking to yourself. I say, no, I don't talk to myself. I'm praying. I'm on the road to catch a bus. You can pray without it being loud, though. I have a son, he said, just the true tongue. I'm like, what is the true tongue? He said, just say, you see, you know, it used to, one time, he just hits you. Ah, just go one corner. Ah, yeah. If they carry you to, I will come and bail you out. But listen, you can be normal. That's what I'm saying. You can be normal and just be in the bus. Even if you need to carry face cap, you know, don't let anything stop you. Your work say come to work 5 a.m. My devotion time is when you people want to use to okay, carry face cap, hoodie. Pray that prayer because you know the importance it has in your life. Amen? They said class. Okay, class. Good. Great. After the class, you know that if I go home, in the way, go to someone's place. Someone that used to pray. Not someone that will be watching. Not someone that will be watching Korean film. We now join. Amen. You not say, which one is this? I've not seen it. Oh, Kim Huma, stop. Wow. Oh, you be watching what that say? Those people that used to dance. Their name. So nice. Korean people used to sing songs and they be doing choreography. K-pop. You have to say, I heard that they've broken up. Is it true? How did they break their band? No, that's not what we're talking about. Amen. You want someone that is, if I reach there now, before you say, the reason why I came here is to pray. Or have that friend that you call. No good money, no good afternoon, just call. Ra, sepe, let up, leke pai. Palua, te leve, lete pai. Sepe, go, repo, sapa, ke, poto. No. Good morning, good afternoon, and formality. But now, you know why I called you. Amen. So I'm talking about. So you have to be fervent in spirit now. Be being filled. Did you hear that? Be what? Being filled. See, pray more than you've ever prayed before. Break your boundaries. Break your limits. What's your limit? 2 hours. Break it. Say, I'm ready for more. Are you not tired of staying in the same place that many years? Break it. Stretch. Evangelism, you've been scared of it. Just say today. Anything that the worst that can happen is that you say no, you don't want to talk to me. I'm going out today. I'm going. Amen. Step out. Study more. Say, P. Mike said there's a podcast this week. One sermon every day. Are you listening to me? Set targets for yourself. Practice the joy of the Lord. Someone wants to annoy you. Say, glory. Say to your man, glory. Say, it's all good. Just tell that cab guy. It'll be. God bless. Amen. Don't neglect gatherings of bars. What happened in camp could not have happened. Yeah. Anyways, no barrier in the spirit because it happened to people online. But nothing can be compared to physical gathering if we are being honest. So don't. Some of you, the only way you will get consistent in your work with God is by coming for all the physical meetings to remind you. Do you get what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. There's a reminder that happens when you are in church. That doesn't happen online. Because you are in your bed. You will turn your camera up like this. You go and sleep. Amen? Hallelujah. This year, say, where they say, you know, we're making a new schedule for work. Tell your boss. No Sunday. I'm begging you. Beg of God. If there's anything like that, don't put. I will not come. Is that you listening to me? In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24, the Bible says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. So, can I tell you something? Love like you've never done before. Someone broke your heart when you were vulnerable. Well, it's time to love again. Amen. Your former church, they know it's love. Well, you're in another church. Amen. You're in Canada. You're in a new location. Amen. Love. Buy gifts. Write a note. Buy, you know, I plan to do it, but I've already told you my secret. I plan to just buy mailing. I'll not do it now so that you already expect it. I'll do it later. I just write a note, photocopy notes, put the name on top of the people. Buy mailing stamp. Stamp it, 3 stamp. Put it in the mail. They'll deliver it to everybody's address. Say, I appreciate you. That's the old ways of doing it. Well, you can write a mail. Well, you can send a message. Say, I see what you're doing. I'm encouraged by the work you're doing. God bless you. Keep it up. You know, if someone stirs you up genuinely, tell the person, amen. Somebody in church is doing birthday. You say, I cannot come for that birthday. Hey, why you will say, it's too far now. I cannot come for that birthday. No. You know, celebrate people. Go the extra mile. Celebrate people. Amen. Mourn with people when bad things have happened. Amen. Church is the only time where it's okay for you to want to know. It's not I to know. We are family. Amen. And you now you're hiding everything. I don't know why you want to hide it. So, but hallelujah. It says provoke each other to love and unto good works as well. So you're struggling. Come to church. Let other people stay. Let them put fire in your heart. Amen. Let them stir you up to good work. I'm not praying like I want to. No. Online community. I'm going to add people. I think end of this week I'm going to add this group of girls. Like, they just put WhatsApp link. Bah! Everybody, even if you not like praying, the fact that now my mates be this now, they stretch 3. Yourself, they say, join the call. You are giving rubbish excuse. Yourself, you look at yourself like, what's wrong with you? They only me excuse. Amen. Provoke each other to good works. Let that be the nature of things here. Provoke each other to good work. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Grow in love. Amen. Grow in love. Let no member of our church be suffering anything and we can't come to them. Amen. Hear what I said? The Bible tells us what happened. You know, after a powerful event in the upper room and everything that happened, the Bible says they continued steady in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread. So after camp, continue in the word. Going back to stream the sermon. Well, you need to. Because you heard it that day, but I don't think you're able to write notes. You might need to listen to some of those things up times for it to sink. Are you listening to me? In Abuja, I'm going to do a teaching on wisdom. Ready for it. Amen. 2024, let them see you. The Bible says that let men be able to discern your profiting. Don't grow. Let people that used to invite you for rubbish not know how to invite you again. Seeing your story. You know when people start to shalaye, that you don't ask them. You say, I'm not condemning you, brother. I say, even myself, I was working with God, though. You know, I'm trying. Don't feel condemned. let that be. Just what I say, let there be growth in your life. Continue steadfast. The Bible says they met every day. So, can I tell you something? One of the symptoms that you are not doing what you want to do is if your heart is not hungry for more. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the solution to that is I start praying, Lord, I want my desires to be unto the things of God. Be like Rodan. What camp meeting now? The noise to come because of class. But now, after class, they are on their way to church. Glory! And it's a huge sacrifice, I know. Because you're tired from class. But it just shows that you want anything, everything to be. Because we're being a culture in a world where culture is warped. We're building a culture of honoring God, honoring service days. Not going to be church. 100 on Sunday, 20 on Thursday. Amen. Unless they are genuine, we will come for the days. Amen. Everybody will be present. Everybody will grow. Please, are you following me? These people met every day. Because we are saying 2 weeks, is 2 days is 2 weeks. Every day they met. Are you listening to me? Every day. So, fight the good fight. In your devotion, contend. If you are struggling with devotion, don't give up. Fight the good fight. Keep contending. I did not used to listen to sermons before. I want to start now. I did not used to read my Bible before. I want to start now. Set new structures. Set new structures. Seek help. Call. Some of you have never called me. Call. Pastor, I want to start doing this. How can I go about it? That's how we'll know that you are really. Call. You receive tips. Call other people. How do you do this? How do you do this? Amen. So call. Contend. Number three, always bring to remembrance. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, you know, on this, but I'm going to say this. Recollecting helps. All the things you received, write them down. Don't only write them down, pray over them. Amen. And lastly, set structures to go over them and review them. All the things God is telling you for next year. Let me tell you something I do that will help you. Once every 2 months, I have a time of prayer. At most, once every 3 months, I have a time of prayer. On my iPad here, there's something called in 2023, right? There's something called words, prophetic words for 2023. You understand what I'm saying? Prophetic. I wish I could show it to you. Prophetic words for 2020. You know what I do? It's a checkbox. I pray over it. I tick the ones that have been done. And I continue to pray over the ones that are left until everything.
last year, by middle of the year, I ticked off all the boxes. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I was called, if it has not happened, I say, hey, God, you said it, oh. God, you said it. I pray, Lord, Lord, this must happen. This must happen. Focus on it. Amen. And if I did not focus this church, maybe now, maybe next year we'll be planting. Are you listening to me? The Lord told us, has happened. Pray over it. Pray, pray, pray. That word. Document. That speed is documented. So, God, I did not ask. You are the one that said it, that there is speed. Diana, come and prove yourself and prove yourself. You've said it, and whatever you've said, you back up. So now, if you see me traveling, you say, I'll be my key. It's your pastor, eh? He's always rushing. He just, whatever you like. See, the authority that is making me do what I'm doing now is backed up on the word of God. So if I go and someone should come against me, it's coming against God, because it's God that sends me. Amen. He said, what's pastor doing? Yeah. The Lord has said in his plan, as long as I'm in his plan, in all my consumption, I go thrive. Hallelujah. I will try. Hallelujah. So, don't forget this thing. Bring to remembrance. Pray. Let it be obvious that something in your life has changed. Rise up to your feet, everybody. You're going to pray. And you're going to say, Lord Jesus, no word, no impartation, nothing I received from Christ Life Camp will go to the floor vain. Everything would be fulfilled in my life. I see them in reality. Can you begin to pray wherever you are? Raboto te deka da balada ka de deke de deke de boroto ka baladia. Jata ta ta ka ta barada ka badia. Rebe deke da da ka dia la pa ka dia. No word I received will fall to the ground. Alabato soto kopaya. It will all fulfill all that the Lord has sent it for. Nothing I received will be removed. It will be retained, it will be sustained, and my life will be changed. Repeto soto kabate te tekedia. Zatarabaka de kede bele de kede berodo kopo.